Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just want to give you a shout out really quick concerning some issues that we had over the last couple days. We have someone going in on the back end of live chat and impersonating the website, our live feed channel, so we want you to be aware of that. They're not using our UL, they're using a created one that looks like ours, but what they're doing is they're stealing our artwork in the process. I also got a phone call this morning from an individual that watches the show, and somebody had told him that this is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty, please give me a call. That will never happen, and of course it wasn't me. And then once he reached out and called the number back, they didn't want to identify themselves. So there's not only censorship and suppression going on around these websites, friends, but I do believe that these are back-end agencies that are trying to draw people away from the site or to impersonate the site. So again, if you see anything odd on live chat or you see anything odd on social media platforms, please do alert us, because we don't want to get to the point where we just cut off all comments where people can't communicate, because that brings the resolve to all things. But that may be the very thing that they intend to do here. So again, just letting you know what's going on the back end. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page. It's SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. And if you'd like to give us a call, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Matthew 7, also Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Read them, cross-check everything I'm telling you. That's what we're doing here. We're not giving you our opinion. We're giving you facts. We're also bringing about the resolve concerning the issues that we face as a nation. That is one thing that we do that we know that nobody else does across the platforms, on social media platforms, especially within the churches and or with the said conservatives today, which are yesterday's liberals. Matthew 5:13. Read that when you get a moment as well. Now, folks, beyond rational, in a couple minutes here, I'm going to have my friend Ron Branstner. He's going to jump up on line with me, and he's going to share some of the things going on, and not just in Minnesota, but what's happening across the boards in the country, friends. It's so beyond rational. It's irrational. And we're talking about our said representatives that are just at will, brazenly, friends, grabbing a hold of anything that they want to and then trying to pass bills to create domestic enemies, which would be me and you. They're trying to create us out to be the domestic terrorists that they need. And what they don't realize is they're kicking themselves off of that ground, that land that freedom is found in. But they want to take us all with them. I'm not a part of that lot. I don't want to be a part of that lot. I'd rather be a part of the lot that takes those people to task. Read Psalm 94:16 when you get a moment as well. And so anyways, what I want to do, friends, we'll pull up Ron Branson in a couple minutes here. In the meantime, I do want to show you, lest you thought that we were exaggerating anything ever here on this radio show, you already know that the said President of the United States, corporate America, put that up against 1871, the Corporation of America. Speaking of treasonous Joe Biden, interestingly enough, we know that he's doing business with the Mexican cartel. It's my understanding now that they've made their way into Montana, as well as to the illegals that are being allured in by federal and state governments in the United States of America. Lest you thought we were just making this up, lest you thought the Lord was playing in his judgments, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, read that one, and verse 50 as well. It's important that you do, because this is where we're at. We're going into deeper judgments, and it's not good. And again, just to solidify the point that I was making here, we have the American Military News now telling us, friends, the Mexican president threatens to increase illegal immigration into the United States of America. He must now become, or has become, the president of the United States of America, too. I mean, it sounds like the president in America, where he thinks he can go around and police the world at will, and yet the Constitution doesn't back one of those moves that he continuously advances himself on. This is embarrassing stuff, folks. But again, Mexican president is threatening to increase illegal immigration into America. I didn't know he had that authority. Can somebody help me with this, please? And yes, I'm being facetious. Yes, I'm playing stupid to these tyrant wannabes, because I'm not going to sit there and bow the knee to these clowns in any sense of the word. We're going to call them out, Luke 12:2. Now, I also wanted to let you know, one of the things that we covered here on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com long ago is if the said government, namely those that they call Democrats, which again constitutionally does not exist, isn't it interesting that what we have highlighted is the fact that when you look at them, if they had the support that the American, that they wanted the American people to believe that they had, then why did they need to allure the illegals into America? Well, guess what? This answers exactly and pinpointing exactly what I've said, friends, for years. And again, this is coming through discernment and the Word of God. Federal judge, listen to this. Acting outside of her scope of authority, read Article 3, Section 1. Federal judge upholds a D.C. law allowing illegals to vote in local elections? Hey, folks. She's just committing the act of treason as much as the federal and state governments are on an individual basis. To suggest that a judge, which it's her job to execute the laws faithfully found within the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 3, says it's okay that illegals that are allured illegally and treasonously into America can now vote in elections. Folks, they never had the support. I also wanted to highlight this. I'm probably going to have to get to this after we have Ron Branster up with us. But interestingly enough, friends, and I will highlight this, Tyson Foods, who's the owner and the CEO of that company, has been doing dirty business since its inception. The man's now in hell where he belongs. But those that are following in pursuit, Tyson Foods to hire 52,000 migrants, illegals, after massive layoffs in Iowa. Folks, your country's being handed off to the foreigners, just like the Word of God told us it would be, to a disobedient and a rebellious nation. It's time to get this right. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. What we're going to do here is we're going to pull up our friend Ron Brantzner, and we're going to get some info going on, well, concerning what's happening here in the state of Minnesota, which is applicable to every state in our union. Without further ado, let's pull up Ron. He is a very much an activist here in the state of Minnesota. Ron does locally what I do nationally, friends, and the topics in which we're going to cover right now, which it's going to be a free, open conversation, are pretty much, you know, what they are. I mean, we're in irrational times, Ron. And I was going to ask you before we get going here, can you go ahead and share with everybody as to who you are and what it is that you're doing here in the state of Minnesota in the five-state area, please?
Yes, basically what I do is I go out and work with the smaller communities and the states within Minnesota, Wisconsin, South Dakota. And what we're doing is we're working with the grassroots organizations to make them understand that the invasion has come here. I've been working with immigration and refugee resettlement for many, many years. And I had time to spend on the border with the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps to get a better understanding of what it was like on the border back in 2007. And so I got a clear understanding of how it works. And I told everybody when I came back to Minnesota, it's coming here. And yep. You know, what I've heard from Minnesotans over and over again, even to this day, is that it'll never happen here. Yep. I mean, the naivety of these people saying it will never happen here. Well, guess what, folks? It's here.
Yeah.
It's here in full force, and they're coming in here in droves. They're flying them over. They're driving them over. They're busing them over. They're bringing them to your cities. And, you know, the worst part about it is those people that gave into the system, these corporate people and these small businesses that hire all these illegals, they're the magnet. They're the reason why they're coming here. And the problem isn't the border. The problem is the magnet that brings them over here, and that magnet is small businesses. or even major corporations.
Well, we see the federal government do it. We see the state governments doing it. We've seen the mayors doing this for years. And like yourself, Ron, I've been trying to shout out to the people. It's the mayors alluring them into the states. And now we have the governors creating something called, through a treasonous act once again, sanctuary cities. And then you see the federal government giving them $5,000 at the border, a telephone and a plane ticket to their choice of destination. And then once they get into a certain city, then they're rewarded again for doing it. So at the end of the day, we're doing it to ourselves by allowing the politicians to commit the act of treason. And for anybody to think outside of that, they might want to take time to read Article 6, Section 2, Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause, along with Article 2, Section 3, and then bring that over to Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And I'm not trying to play smart. I'm just trying to say there's the resolve right there. But if the people don't want to bring it about, we're going to get more of this. Ron, you just brought up something with all these illegals coming in. I just seen a video yesterday out in Los Angeles, California, Orange County. A bunch of illegals getting off a semi filled with illegals, jumping off into these trucks that were already waiting for them, pickups, to bring them and disperse them throughout Los Angeles. And again, this is happening all over the United States of America. And how people are just going to give this one a pass, well, that's going to be really short-lived due to the fact that what we're seeing now is these people are also being given jobs. Now we're seeing squatters going in and taking over homes of the American people. Exactly what's happening and what's happened in Europe is exactly what's beginning to happen into America right before our eyes, and the American people are still fast asleep. What say you?
Well, it's interesting. You brought up several different points there, which I could take off of any of them. But one of them is what's happening in Europe. What was supposed to happen in Europe in 2015, we were supposed to get in 2016, which was that mass migration. Whether you like him or don't like him, Donald Trump did stop that mass migration. And one of the reasons why he's disliked so much worldwide is because he got us out of the Paris Climate Agreement and he stopped the mass migration that was coming over the border. Now, what we're getting is what we were supposed to get in 2016. So all these pictures you see of Turkey and Germany and England and those, that is what we were supposed to get. Now, if you look at the United Nations and you look on their sustainability programs with 17 goals, it talks about what was supposed to happen in 2016. If you want to look at what's happening, look directly at your foundations here in the area, in your state, because they are the ones that are working with the federal government. They are working in private-public partnerships. The money, you mentioned Article 1, Section 7, or Clause 7. It says that all money that is delegated to these programs has to be dispersed and given by the Congress. So when you see all this money that's going out to ship them, transport them across state lines, guess where that's coming from? It's coming from your congressman. Whether they're Democrats or Republicans, we are facilitating this program through our own governments using NGOs, non-government organizations, like Catholic Charities, Luther Social Services, Catholic Bishops, and they are the ones that are bringing them over here. So you go out there and you give yourself, pass the plate on Sunday at your church while they're asking for money on Monday to help facilitate this program. Don't get me wrong. I like charity, but charity is not when you're giving out somebody else's money. And
that's fact.
You see this. You talk about Tyson Food. Well, there's another prime example. You talk about Chobani. Chobani is a terrorist. The guy who runs Chobani put billions of dollars into the United States to bring in Muslims. You talk about Prince Talib, who put in from Saudi Arabia, put $32 billion to stifle our free speech in America. We're being taken over from the inside. And until you start figuring it out, that it's your local neighbors that you go to church with, these business owners that are bringing them over here, facilitating and taking our money and working with your own legislators.
Yeah, okay, so I want to just address everybody listening right now. We're talking to Ron Branstner. He's telling us what's going on nationally, which is applicable to everyone on a nationwide basis. Frederick Bastier said, everyone wants to live at the expense of the state. They forgot that the state lives at the expense of everyone. So people need, let me say it this way, people, you're paying for your own demise by allowing your Congress, your representatives, to steal your tax dollars and to reallocate them at will, is what Ron's saying. And I wanted to address one more thing here, too, and I wanted you to hear this, Ron, because we talk about this quite a bit, and, you know, I go back and forth with you, and I think sometimes when I convey something to you or to somebody else over the airwaves or on our social media platforms, it's like I'm bent bias on somebody for what they're doing. I'm not. Listen, if our said representatives do the right thing, I'll stand with them 100%. If they do the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand against them 100%. The problem is there's too many lies coming down from the mainstream media trying to get the people to believe the lies that they're promulgating, broadcasting, and I'm tired of it. One of those happens to be when Donald Trump first became the said president of the United States of America, one of his first bills that he signed, his legislative acts, along with him and Judas, Paul Ryan, Breitbart News reported that his first omnibus bill, the $1.3 trillion bill, did you know where this money went? It went to Lebanon. Scholarships, $12 million for scholarships, $20 million for the Middle East. This is Donald Trump. $12 million to military funding for Vietnam, $3.5 million to Laos, $15 million to China, $10 million to Afghanistan. The list goes on and on and on and on. So we need to come to the realization that we're being lied to. Matter of fact, case in point, the people are being driven back to Donald Trump right now, and much of what we're dealing with right now, he is the author, and he intends to be the finisher, and I'm not going to allow that to happen. You were just starting to bring up the issue with the Muslims. You're probably the most educated on this topic more than anybody that I know in the country. And what we're seeing in the state of Minnesota right now, per our conversation, you had shared with me every single week, the two said Muslims that are in the people's capital in the state of Minnesota, they're attempting to pass radical bills as they're being used as a battering ram to upend our constitutional republic and our Christian heritage as we know it. What does that look like, and can you explain that to the people, please, Ron?
Well, you have to look at Minnesota as a whole. Right now in the United States, Minnesota has elected more Muslims than any other state in the United States. There's about 84 that are at higher elected positions. Minnesota has close to about 15 right now. And we are putting them at positions where they are facilitating. I'll give you an example. They wrote the bill to let driver's licenses for illegals. And that passed with no markings on there of their citizenship. They now just wrote another bill that wants to make Minnesota a sanctuary state. That was, again, written by a Muslim. They also called out for terrorism on the Capitol floor, on the rotunda, for us to send money over there from Minnesota to Somalia to help genocide in a place called La Sanad.
That's right. Hey, Ron, I got a hard break here. I'm going to come right back. Folks, we're talking to Ron Branson, our friend from Minnesota, highlighting us, keeping us abreast as to what's going on nationally. We'll be right back with him in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA News Update. Rescue workers in Baltimore are searching for as many as 7 people after a container ship hit a support column on the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the entire thing collapsed into the Patapsco River. It's an active search and rescue situation at this point, and the number of missing people could change. Doctors with aid organizations that are in Gaza have described what they call unimaginable situations at European Gaza Hospital because of the Israel-Hamas conflict. An emergency medical team has said that patients are suffering from serious malnutrition and dying from infections at the hospital, which is located near the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that prohibits children younger than 14 from joining social media in that state. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So we're talking to our friend right now, Ron Branster from Minnesota here, and I want to get back to what Ron was just highlighting concerning the Muslim issues that we're dealing with in the state of Minnesota. Again, it's not just here in Minnesota, folks. It is fast spreading. And so, Ron, if you want to go ahead and pick that up again, please do, sir.
Basically, what I was talking about was the Muslims, the Somalians on the rotunda at the Minnesota State Capitol were calling out for jihad on their own people and asking for the Minnesota Somalians to fund that program, along with the state of Minnesota, to actually have genocide on their own people in Somaliland, which is northern part of Somalia. So we're seeing this all across the board with our state representatives who have been elected from Somalia to the legislators, and they have partnered up with the Democratic Party. And don't get me wrong, the Democratic Party has also partnered up with the Republican Party and the National Committee of State Legislators, a foundation which over 18,000 state legislators go to meetings 2 to 3 times a year to discuss legislation as a whole, as a uniparty. If you believe that these two parties are not working coincide with each other, go to the NCSL. Go to see what they say. They partnered up, and they're doing everything behind the scenes in a third-party entity. This is how they bypass the people through foundations. This is no different than the volunteer agencies that bypassed you in the refugee resettlement program, or many other things that you're seeing. And
Around, let me ask you something to that. So last week, outside of everything that this ministry is doing, I mean, literally, the only thing that we haven't done is shed blood yet. And when I'm saying that, last week we picked up the fact that I took the time to go down to meet with the state legislator. And it seems like whenever you bring anything up to them, it's just like water running down their back. The week before that, I had a senator on Friday who was deflecting everything concerning his responsibilities, almost blaming the people for what the people put him into office for. And I agreed in part as to what he was saying. And then that Monday and that Tuesday, I had two more said legislators on, or said representatives in the state of Minnesota. And when I brought the resolve up, it's almost like I was speaking a foreign language to them. It's like you applied for the job, and now you're there, and now that you're there, you're trying to see it their way somehow, though you say you don't agree. I mean, they hold the truth and unrighteousness, and when it comes to the state of Minnesota, they're literally sitting back, the said representatives, waiting for them to be leveraged at again or assaulted again by what they have created when they call them the left. It's embarrassing to say the least.
Yeah, Minnesota's a little bit different than, let's say, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, you know, they work things a little bit differently. So we're kind of a monopoly here of communism. If you go back all the way to Gus Hall and the leader of the Communist Party, even all the way to Flanagan and Klobuchar, who also attended the communist schools.
So did Walz.
When you look at them, the Republican Party says, well, we lost the trifecta. We don't own the governorship. We don't own the legislators. We don't own any of the three branches of government. The point of that would be you still cannot pass laws that are unlawful. You cannot pass laws. Yet they don't fight back when these laws are passed. When you have licenses for illegals, that's a violation of U.S. Code 813.24 A, B, and C 123. You cannot aid and abet you cannot transport people across state lines. And what do? We're aiding and abetting and giving them licenses. We give them EBT cards. We transport them across state lines. We put them on our social benefits. How is that not a violation of U.S. Code Article 6, Article 3, Section 3? That is treason. Yep. Because of the very oath that they raised their right hand and said, I will solemnly protect and defend the Constitution and both foreign and domestic. They are doing none of that.
Yep.
None of that. They're allowing unlawful laws by those who came from failed countries to write, and they say we can't do anything about this.
Yeah, and then,
I don't know where to go with this anymore.
Well, it goes back to the people once again. I mean, we the people are the government in this country, and we the people need to take the corrupt by the scruff of the neck lawfully, and that's why I brought up Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. I said what I said to coincide with what you were talking about concerning the fact that the right and the left, they're two wings to the same bird, and you just got done telling us that's exactly how they're set up, and they're meeting with each other as to what they're going to do next and working against the very laws that they swore to uphold through their oath. Isn't that what you were saying?
That's 100% correct. If you go on the computer, if you go on and you look up the Big Seven and put in NCSL, you will see that the Big Seven is a conglomerate of seven different elected bodies. The county commissioners, the League of Cities, the state legislators, the governors, once you become elected, you automatically go into a foundation. Once you're in the foundation, they meet two to three times a year, and they work as the Big Seven. They're a lobbyist group that creates legislation to get money for their programs. And it doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, you are part of this program. I don't know if you ever heard of Kurt Dowd. He is in Minnesota.
Yep.
He was one of the leading Republicans. Well, guess what he did? He was on the board of the NCSL. and then you look at a guy named Robin Voss right now. They were just talking about him on the War Room with Steve Bannon as they're trying to impeach him for all the corruption. Well, guess what he does? He heads up the NCSL of 18,000 state legislators out of Wisconsin, and he is the leading activist to propagate all of this fraud that we're seeing between the two parties. And so there are local people here right in the Midwest that are pushing these programs that we don't even know. It's right under your nose.
Yeah.
Right in front of you, and you have no idea who the NCSL is.
Yeah, somehow or another, people want to give these people a pass because they like something about them. They remind them of themselves. And that is usually probably the problem that they're having, and they don't come to that realization, but they will when we have nothing left. Ron, you had brought up something. I just want to take it one more step, because I named the show today Beyond Rational. I mean, these people are irrational. They're doing what they want, when they want, how they want. And during our conversation we had before you jumped up on the show here about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, you had told me some said legislators trying to pass a bill to do what in Minnesota? Listen to this, friends.
They introduced a bill now from the Democrat side. The DFL just introduced a bill that they want to be able to make women topless in Minnesota, that they can walk around topless in Minnesota. So that's a bill that's now being introduced at the legislative level in Minnesota. I just believe these bills are so ridiculous that they're kind of they're doing their purpose to detract us from what they're really doing. Look over here, and then we'll do something.
Yeah.
A lot of times, well, you jump about these books in the library, you talk about LGBTQ and all these other, yeah, they're important issues. They're so far radical to the left, and even the left don't even believe it, but they got you looking in another direction.
Yeah.
And they're doing exactly what they want you to do. Look over here while we facilitate our program.
I've said it a million times here. It's distraction. It's sleight of hand. Exactly when they say look north, go ahead and look south, because that's what they're doing. You've been spending some time with, correct me if I'm wrong here, but a local senator named Bruce Anderson from Wright County. Have you had any headway with your conversations with him or any other said representative in the state of Minnesota or even in the five-state area, Ron?
I've only spoken to Bruce once or twice, and we were supposed to get together, and apparently something always seems to get in the way of those of us getting together. And I have spoken to Glenn Bruhagen out of the Hutchinson area. He seems to be probably the most tenacious of all the state senators. He's very Christian. He uses God as his platform, which I really like a lot. But as far as a legislative, they all tell me the same thing. We can't do anything until we get at least one branch of government back. Well, that's not going to happen in the state of Minnesota. It hasn't happened since 1972. They own everything here, and they run this like a communist regime. This is I want your audience to understand this, that Minnesota is the first communist state. It is not California. I guarantee you. I still have a home in California. California is nothing like Minnesota. They don't have litter boxes in bathrooms. They don't have any of that stuff. It's Minnesota. We are the leading propagator of the Sobolinsky techniques here. And we're pushing it heavily. And nobody's fighting back.
Yeah, well, that's not true. I mean, this is what we're doing right now. And it's the irony here that you would say that, but I've been doing nothing but fighting. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I have been doing is I've done probably just in the Midwest here, I did about 56 high schools in the state of Minnesota. And before all this LGBTQ nonsense, we sent letters out to every school in the state. And then I'll tell you what, it wasn't just the Star and Tribune. It wasn't just the St. Paul Pioneer Press. It wasn't just the city pages. It wasn't just the Minnesota Independent. We were being attacked on all fronts continuously. Even the news channels were picking us up. We're having our street teams in the five-state area confronting abortion and sodomy, which are the two things permitted by the people, the last two things that are permitted by the people before the Lord hastens his judgment down upon that nation. So we have been fighting for 25 years in this state alone, and not just here, but across the country as well, and we're going to continuously do so. I got about two more minutes left with you, Ron. Is there anything that you want to convey to the people? And let's do this. Bring about the resolve that you need to convey to them to get them on the move so they can bring the resolve concerning the issues in their particular states as well.
Well, when I said nobody's fighting back, I was speaking more.
I didn't know we were having a hard break. Hang on a second, Ron. That was my bad. Hang on one more segment. I'll pull you right back up, okay, my friend?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. I gotta adjust my clock here, folks, because it says 2:44. I still have a minute. All right, anyways. We'll pull Ron right back up in just a second.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just handing it over to Ron right now. We're up with our time, talking to Ron Brantzner. He's an activist from the state of Minnesota. Ron, is there any direction that you want to point the people to in order to get a hold of you concerning any of the things that we had talked about today?
Well, I just wanted to back up just real quick because I mentioned that we're not getting any, nobody's doing anything in the state of Minnesota. That was referring to state legislators, not people like yourself or myself.
Oh, gotcha.
Because
yeah.
I do know that you're out there, but you can back this up yourself. Where is the hardest state that you have a problem getting into the high schools?
So yeah,
Minnesota.
Yeah.
And we don't have time. We're up against a hard break. You need to understand United Nations Resolution 1618. When Hillary Clinton went over and she spoke to Exotoglu, Madeleine Exotoglu, they came back in here and they said they're going to create hate speech laws in the United States. And when Keith Ellison took that resolution, and expanded hate speech laws in Minnesota. So far, I believe they've created almost 9 different bills, roughly, in the state of Minnesota to shut hate speech down on how they see hate speech.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, and using the word Jesus is considered hate speech, especially at the state capitol, as you know. So we know that this all comes from the political structure from Hillary Clinton, I mean, we're even talking about Israel, for example. I mean, you see what's going on in Israel. And right now, if we continue to create Israel as the way it is today, without not holding them accountable, we have some serious issues going on over there too. So
yeah, that's funny that you would say that. You know, because Keith Ellison, I don't know a person that respects the devil. He's not from Minnesota. He's from Michigan. And when I say that I don't know a person that respects him, I can sincerely say that I don't know. I mean, the police commissioner denounced him, and throughout the state, even the Muslims denounce him. They denounce Ilhan Omar. You seen that at the event that they were having in Minneapolis? They started booing her down, but the mainstream media keeps putting it up like that they have the power of the people there. In fact, they don't. The only power that they have over the people is the deceptive lies coming through the Mockingbird media in order to get the people to believe the lies, which is another topic. But with that, is there any way or any direction that you want the people to go, Ron, or are we good to go on this?
No, I think the way to do it is to keep doing what we're doing. You know, you and I are two individuals. You have a bigger platform than I do, and I have a pretty good-sized platform that I'm working throughout the states. And it's amazing how one individual, understand this importantly, one individual can move a mountain. One individual could create an entity you cannot believe. So you think that you are voiceless? Believe me, I was one person all by myself, and I have done.
Yeah, you have.
Not to boost my own ego, but we can do this.
Oh, you can. And Ron, I'll do it for you. I'm very glad you're here. You've been shaking and rocking and rolling throughout the five state area. As a matter of fact, I was doing an event out in Wisconsin. I'm sorry, and the lady told me that I needed to meet Ron Branstner. Your name came up three times. I usually wait for someone to say that to me three times, and then I'll make contact. And I did, and I'm glad that I did. And now here we are, and it's important to see guys like you out there, because without you, I really sincerely feel we'd be long gone if that wasn't the case. So I high-five your efforts, and I totally appreciate you, and thank you again for jumping on, and we'll do this again soon, my friend.
Well, I'm hoping that you and I can start doing some gigs together, going around speaking at some schools and some event centers, because I think you and I together, we could move a mountain.
Amen. And I believe we can, too, as well. So, again, Ron Branstner, thank you very much. I totally appreciate the time. We're going to go on. I want to reach out to someone on live chat right now. And they're boasting of how they're going to support, you know, Donald Trump over Joe Biden. And this is what always comes back. And I'm not trying to be demeaning, okay? But I am just telling you the truth that's going to divide for truth's sake. And hopefully you're going to repent of your error, because all scripture is given by God for reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness. But for you to suggest that, you know, Trump is lesser of two evils, I would just put this in your lap real quick. Donald Trump called out Joe Biden's treason for years. The same thing he did with Hillary Clinton, same thing he did with Obama. Once he got into office, did he drain the swamp? Nope. He turned on the people, and he told us that we needed to support them. Most recently, we've been listening to Donald Trump talking about the treasonous crimes of Joe Biden. Well, if that's true, then we have a Joe Biden because Donald Trump didn't do his job when he had the DOJ in his hand to drop the hammer, Isaiah 51 verse 4, concerning his crimes. Is that true? Same thing with Hillary Clinton, same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. And many people think Barack Hussein Obama is pulling the strings behind Joe Biden, which it matters not. We're a people ruled by law, and if we want our country back, we're going to have to be that law, and if we're not, we're going to sit there and talk and have the conversations that we've been having far too long in this country, okay, highlighting the crimes rather than bringing about the resolve. Well, then this person goes on. I want to say this, in spite of the fact that President Ballotpedia, go ahead and type it in, President Ballotpedia, and it's going to be a .org, it's going to pop up, and you're going to find that we have over 1,000 different presidential contenders, 1,000 presidential contenders, which, by the way, 996 of them, we didn't hear a peep about because they weren't Klaus Schwab's little minions like the rest of them are. That's a fact. Okay? Aside of that, of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. To partake in the lesser of two evils is to partake in the evil that the Lord forbids and commands us to stand against. Period. Line drawn. The other thing that was brought up, and I just want to convey this because this is the kind of stuff
United
I do here.
Judaism. is in Kansas.
I want to bring you over to Israel right now because you've been sold on Israel. You've been sold on this modern-day Israel as being, you know, God's chosen people. First of all, geographically, that's not what we're talking about. Jacob was named a surname, and what was his surname? It was Israel. And what does Israel define out to be? It's God's fighters. That's his people on this earth, okay? So when people don't take the time to know the difference, they start talking the way that the mainstream media talks. They pair it with the mainstream media talks. Well, we're told, because we see Greg Abbott showing allegiance to Israel, we see now Kristi Noem doing the same thing, we've seen Ron DeSantis doing the same thing, going over there and signing hate speech legislation as if to suggest that they're the governors of Israel. No, they're just showing themselves in loyalty to this alliance of hell is what it is. Read your Bible, number one. Number two, I want to show you that stands in the face of everything that you've been told to expose the people that I'm exposing right now. Because this is what the law of God does. It shows you who's committing the crime, Romans 3:20. So let's go over to Israel. Is this the Israel that the American people think that they're supporting? Listen carefully, friends. Listen carefully.
Moshe Gafni and Yaakov Asher introduced legislation last week making it illegal to share in conversation or produce content online, in print, or by mail. Their explanation of the bill emphasizes a warning to stop Christians in particular. The punishment? 1 year in prison or 2 years for sharing with someone under the age of 18.
Jesus, did you hear that?
Oh, I bet that just gets you in the craw, doesn't it? The people in this country don't know that that's what they're supporting. You know why they're supporting that? Because of all these hirelings in the pulpits, John 10:12, they're not of the Lord, they're self-appointed, or they're seriously deceived. Hopefully that's the case. Hopefully they're doing this by inadvertence, not advertently. But what do? They cheerlead for Israel. And they don't even know what they're cheerleading for. You know, it's interesting, and I brought this up, and I'll do it again for you. Before I was saved, when I was in my rock and roll days, I was asked to go to, of all places, Israel. Why Israel? I have no idea, but I did. And I remember I had enough money to go on this little tour with the church group. And it was a charismatic church group. Matter of fact, the pastor was very prophetic and he was very accurate in that gift of prophecy. Not everybody's a heretic, by the way. But what's interesting is when I went over there, I noticed that they were doing a lot of the things in that area, in that country, that was still forbidden in the United States of America, like sodomy. That was normalized there. In Israel, the one that you're taught to support regardless of what they do, like we have some person on live chat saying so even now. I support them no matter what. Well, the Lord doesn't support disobedience. He doesn't support the rebellious. He doesn't support those that revolt against his commandments. He either chastises them and then he judges them. So you're supporting what the Lord condemns, just for the record, okay? But I noticed that they were advocating for the sodomites back then. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, the mainstream media tells me that this is Israel, this is God's chosen. Why are they advocating what God condemns? And I also noticed that they were advocating abortion and all these other crimes that in America, our laws were still condemning them during that particular time. And yet, somehow or another, you're told to blindly support
your health with
this Israel that the main...
Oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.